Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to thank our Kansas dairy farmers and the Kansas dairy industry for their support of the rebuild of the K-State Dairy Research and Teaching Unit here in Manhattan. Our current facility was completed in 1977 and has served us well. The current herd consists of about 250 mature cows and about 295 replacement heifers. It has been a difficult task to continue to operate in the current facilities, as many of the facilities are well past their useful life. So the proposal is to rebuild the milking parlor as well as the freestall area. This facility would include about 430 total stalls. Many of these stalls are associated with research efforts and would not necessarily have animals in them all the time, so it replaces and increases our capacity to do research as well as teaching here at Kansas State University. The estimated cost to rebuild these facilities is about $40 million. The first stage would be to build a heifer and calf facility so we can move those animals from their current location to that and then start on the new freestall and milking facility. This facility will also include offices as well as a teaching area for conducting smaller classes. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, thanking our dairy industry for their support of the possible rebuild of the K-State Dairy Research and Teaching Unit.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.